Okay, well, let's assume that worked. Second part of today, I don't want to do a lot of work. I know I could always manipulate the video, but hopefully we'll have it so it saves the video. Let me make a new one. Remember, this is how we launch our notebooks. And I'll rename this to, rename the notebook. And I've been naming these Python Workshop 11. And then today's 10. So I'm just going to call this B. We'll call this one A since I can go back and rename it. And I don't need to spell my workshop right. Workshop, and then we'll call this one A. So now we have A and B. And this one's all about variable scope. So, variable scope. It goes along with functions a little bit because the scope of it. And we want to learn a little bit more about how the function calls actually work. And we determine where the errors are. But the variable scope comes in between local and global variables. Local variables in the functions or global variables. Identify which parameters are local variables and kind of look at some tracebacks and determine if the file or function works and where errors are. So the scope is like kind of like the range, is kind of like the active area is what part of the program senses the name of that variable and the values that it has. Scope of a paper is how big, what does it accomplish? So how far do the variables reach? So the great thing about functions is you don't have to worry about what variable names authors use when you call them, you know. They can use an X and you can use an X and to define something and it should both work. But it's encapsulated in the function itself. So you don't have to worry about the details of it. So, and I just read an article beforehand. They can now even come up with encryption methods that will encrypt the information and allow you to hide a different program inside of it. You can convince someone else that when you decrypt it, it means one thing, but it's really something else, or send a message. So is that going to be illegal? Not only do I encrypt the message, but if you try to encrypt it, you'll probably get the wrong answer and you won't know it's wrong. So, on to this, let's do some variable scope. Pressure equals 103.9, adjust T colon, temperature equals T times 1.43 divided by pressure, return temperature. Get them all right. So in this one, pressure is global. It's defined outside of a particular function. And it's visible everywhere. T and temperature are local variables in adjust. So T is local and temperature is local. So let's try this print adjusted. So this is a little bit different than other languages in terms of the global scope. Sometimes you would have to define these as global in some languages, but they always are global and go into the functions. And then of course, if we print the temperature after call, so we call the program, and what is temperature? So of course it's not defined because it was only defined within the subroutine. So does that make sense? Local and global. A little bit more about error messages. And types of errors. Oh. Okay, that's the error. Let's look at some local and global scopes of variables. So here's a program. So we can run it. What a bit confusing. We should be able to see this takes a maximum of zero in value, and value comes from the pass into the function quip. So value is equal to minus 22 here, passed into quip. So this is a maximum, so this would be zero. And then it's a minimum of zero or limit, and limit is 100 because this is global. It's available in the function. So does that make sense? So limit is always 100. of all the time in the program. So how can you test that? How can you test what the value of a limit is at the end of the program right now? How can we find the values of all the, you want to text me the answer? How do you find out what other values are at the end of the program? I want to know, what's the value of limit? What's the value of value? How do you find them out? Anybody give me an answer? How do you print these out? Very simple. You just print out the value and limit, right? I think everybody's getting tired here. Anyway, that's really the scope of the variables. It's a little bit confusing sometimes of where you get errors because they can be within your functions. So you have to watch the trace back and how they come back out and the error messages. So that's why it's nice to test your programs and don't put too much complicated stuff, because if you have an error in here, you can't see values because they don't exist if they only are local variables. So, but there are breakpoints you can always put inside your functions for when they call and then break the program there. So the idea is how to test things. So the scope of the variable is only local. So if you call a program and you want to see what's inside the function, the only way you can do it is stop the program inside the function or test the parts of the function beforehand, before you put them. Okay, there's only one main key point is what the scope of the variables are, which is the part of the program that the variable is active. So value is only active in this part of the program. That's the scope of the program, the scope of the variable, where limit has the whole thing. So that's the key point. So does that make sense? Everybody good with that? Okay. Variable scope wasn't too long. And we only have one more small problem. Sorry, one more part to this is I'll put the record in, or I guess I'll change it. I don't know what I'll do. I'll maybe just get rid of November 5th and put everything today. Programming style, which is kind of short, but I have a supplement to that in myself. So if you want, I'll just show you. Go back to my website, and I have my own with a style guide. If you go to my website, go to guides, and you can look under programming science guides. Okay, well, it's a science guide to programming, and you can look at that. And It's a little bit old now, but we'll talk about this and go through this type of stuff and why I have my own sort of things. So in the future, when I look at code and stuff, this is what you should really do to make it a community code that you want to share and other people can use. So we'll talk about that on Thursday. So it's more stylistic than technical programming stuff. So it's kind of how to, it's kind of the style, it's like grammar, so other people can understand things. So with that, I'll stop sharing the screen, come back here, and if there's no questions, I will stop recording.